It's huge.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, let me put it away real quick. We're going to start the podcast.
So big.
So meaty.
How'd you get all those veins in it?
Straight curls, dog. Strict curls. You get a really lightweight, like a little tiny baby one. And then I have this custom dick strap. And then what I do is then I try to stay erect the whole time. And then I try to do a flex, you know, like a Guys know what I'm talking about. You know, it's that little feel you feel when you pump. You know, it's that you have to get a flex. Flex. Huh. Two. Three.
You're supposed to do that every morning when you wake
four.
Up.
Four. Are you really? I do it every day. It's my own personal workout. And then what I find is after a while, you get real strong. You get real strong. You can like, you know, you can sometimes, you know, guys, I don't know if women could do this because I'm not a woman, but guys, you know, sometimes when you really need to pee, you can't stop yourself from peeing. You know, like if you held it for like 3 hours and you're like, oh, I got to go so bad. And then you go to the bathroom and you're like, oh, right. Well, but at the same time, when you don't need to pee that badly, you can kind of stop in midstream and be like, yeah, I got control, bitch. And then you let it go again.
That's what you
do. I could do it. I could do that mid orgasm.
Wow. You shut the nut off.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's a new contraception method I'm trying out. I'm thinking if I could stop it from coming out, but still have the orgasm feeling. And imagine how hard it must be to try to focus during an orgasm feeling.
So
that's the goal.
When they're like, Big Papa Smurf, load me up. You're like,
here's some empty cannonballs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like, okay. Yeah. And you're just like, and just they're like, so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
But nothing.
Nothing, dog. Nothing. Holding it in.
Like, that was all you. It wasn't even me.
You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate form of contraception.
Now your Uber's outside.
Got to go.
Leave.
Here's a complimentary warm towelette.
That's right. That's what we're doing in 2020. Year of the centipede. After we centipede each other.
As in not you and me.
No. Exactly. Not you and me, okay, weirdo. Unless you're into that.
No, I'm just saying because you're always like, after we do it to each other. And I'm like, no, we're not. Hold on. Clarify for the podcast listeners. It's not to each other.
After you and your sexual partner centipede each other in the year of the centipede, then you go your separate ways.
I hear you.
And then you also can, I guess, stop me nut.
You got to work up that muscle, man. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest. See, all the young guys, like young Anakin, are going to listen to this podcast right now and be like, oh, I'm going to do that next time I cream pie ho. And then it's going to go horribly wrong. And then he's going to be like getting some chick pregnant. No, young Anakin. You cannot work your way up to this. I have a patent pending device helps you strengthen that muscle.
That's what you call a pro level move.
Yeah, man. That's advanced level.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's like going to Neo and trying to play it advanced.
Wow.
You can't do it. Work your way up.
Wow.
I got you, guy. I made you buy that game, and now you're a little upset, huh?
I got a lot of problems with it.
It's a hard game, man. I didn't die 1,700 times because it was fucking easy.
Last night when I spent, what, 2 hours on it, I was at 15 deaths.
Oh, wait until you start getting to the hundreds, and then you're like, is this seriously a thing? And when somebody told me that other game I won is Sekiro... When somebody told me Sekiro was harder, I was like, fuck you and your mom. I'm not going to be buying this game.
Yeah, the mutant I watched told me that won Game of the Year.
It did win Game of the Year. It did.
Why?
People love shit that are hard just because it's hard. I'm like, no, that's not the way it's supposed to work. I love Crash Team Racing. You know why? Because it's a fun game. There's two bad guys in that, two bosses that are hard, but nothing as bad as Neo. Nothing as bad as a simple boss in Neo in the first part of the game. Nothing. 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 Neo is hard. And when somebody told me Sekiro is harder, I was like, nah, man. This is all my shit. Feudal Japan, Tenchu-like murders, you know, weird technology in old school time periods, ninja shit, samurai shit. Japanese demons and mythology.
Will I finally ever get to like have my own set of armor
in Neo?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, because I've just been wandering and finding mounts, like, armor.
Yeah.
Do I ever actually get to just keep my own, like, set of armor?
Eventually, you can get to the point where you can level up a set you want, or you can complete a set, or you can just keep finding more rare shit. There's gonna, you know, there is a certain level of variance. Like, there isn't an unlimited level of armors. But, yeah, there is a point where you'll keep something.
Because, like, I like my knight armor I had the last level.
Mm.
But then I started over and it was like, hey, you got some clothes. I'm and like, that's
better than the knight armor.
Yeah. And I'm like, N-word, I just killed a bunch of people for that knight armor. I want that. And then it just gave me like pirate clothes. And I'm like, now I have to go find armor.
If you
again.
Really like that knight armor, I would keep a whole set and put it in storage and then later on try to level it up. Because you're not going to get a lot of knight shit anymore. You're going to get ninja shit and samurai shit.
Yeah, well, I didn't know there was a storage system.
You will get it when you get to Japan.
Stupid. Anyways, welcome to the Year of the Centipede. We went off subject, but...
Yeah, man, we're at a new fucking year. You know, I said something stupid last week's podcast. I was like, this year feels like it's going to be a good year because I said it was a solid number, 2020.
That's right.
And then later on, my dumbass, I'm seeing all these posts on Instagram and people are like, oh, this is my last century worth of shit. And I was like, that's why it feels like such a solid year, because it was the end of the century.
That's right.
Or the beginning of the century?
Beginning of the new century.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I'm stupid.
What's up? Welcome to 2020.
Remember 2020, man.
Last decade was so last week.
2000 fucking 20. I was doing... So, for those who don't know, I closed out my Instagram account, right?
That's right.
And I went back, and my Instagram account, I guess, was created...
New account is Big Daddy Dicko.
New account is Yo Mom Was Here. What? No. Wow. But anyways, no, it's not a new account, fool. So...
That's what it is, Big Daddy Dicko.
The Dicko Rye.
Oh, yeah, the Dicko Rye. Forgot about that. Damn, we didn't put that in the hashtag.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in my list right now. Right now, as we're talking. So I closed my account, and I went back to the original, like... I can't do two things at once. The Dicko Rye hashtag.
Let me get that. Try to get that made on DeviantArt.
Oh, Rye. Would it be R-Y?
I just put Dick O and then like Rye as in samurai.
Oh.
Because I really wanted to offend the Japanese culture, so I had to put the Rye on there.
You know who does a great job of that is Max from Maximilian Games or whatever the fuck his name is. He does a great like fake Japanese. Like he does it and I'm like, okay, that kind of could be Japanese. Because
his wife is Japanese.
Is she?
You never seen his wife?
I didn't know who she was.
Oh, it's because you don't watch him on Twitch. I used to watch him on Twitch all the time. Yeah, his wife would be on there. She does those perler beads.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, if you ever see him, if you're watching his videos, he has the ones in the background.
Yeah, it's her.
That's her.
That's funny because... I've seen her. I just didn't know what she was. But he does a good, like... Because there are some words in Japanese that when translated to English, they do sound very, like, Spanglish. But in Japanese, like, Japanese-ish. I can't make it up. But anyways, you get what I'm saying. So he does a great fake Japanese. But why did I go into this? I need caffeine. I haven't had coffee today, dude. I'm getting withdrawals right now. I'm going to start getting sweats. My body's like, hey, you can go for some cold brew right now, right? Hey. Hey, man, there's some cold brew down the street.
You don't need no more cold brew. Hey, man. It's too much.
Hey, man. There's a coffee at Walmart. You can just eat it from the grain.
Wow, coffee at Walmart.
There's a McDonald's inside of Walmart.
That's...
And they can just pour it in your mouth. What? What?
You should get a Big Mac, too.
Hey, man. Hey, while you're there, go to Chipotle. Get another bowl. I just ate. Get another one for later.
That's your inner voice?
That's my inner voice.
So your inner voice is now an old man that don't tell you to do dumb shit. It's just like, it's just like, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? In the middle of the night, it's like, hey, hey. I'm like, what? You're a bitch. And it just goes away. I'm like, what? Fuck you, voice. Let me go to bed.
It's like, hey, you should nut in that girl. I don't want a nut right now. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Look, she's asking for it. She's begging. Fill her up like a well... filled balloon on 4th of July.
You know when
Splash Day.
What? You know when you press down a Oreo and all the frosting comes out? Just like that. You're like, I do like Oreos.
Have you ever made s'mores and then you squish the marshmallow just like that?
Just like that. I do like that. You're right, voice in my head.
Hey, by the way, go get some more Chipotle.
Hey, is there a Bed Bath & Beyond? You need some new blankets. Like, I do need some new shit.
After you're done pieing her, you should really get some more blankets.
Burn all those sheets.
You're going to need new shit.
It's true. Yeah, man. Hey, hope all the listeners don't get drafted. That's going to suck.
I don't get where these World War III memes came from, dog. I feel like because I don't watch the news, I miss out on some shit. Like I was telling you about that documentary series, it says something like don't fuck with cats or don't mess with cats. It's on Netflix. It's like a serial killer series, like a 4-episode series. It's pretty decent if you're into like real serial killers. But I guess that happened in 2014. I didn't know about it. And then it made me think, I'm like, what was I doing in 2014? What were we doing in 2014? Is there anything memorable that you can think of happened in 2014? Funny enough, I just went through my Instagram feed that started in 2012, so there should be something I should remember.
Was I trying not to die then?
Why were you trying not to die?
I don't know. I'm pretty blank, man.
I'm trying to think of what I was doing in 2014 that I wouldn't have known about that story. Because the serial killer dude went all over the world. He was eventually caught in Germany. Like, yeah, like apparently everybody and their mother knew who this fucker was.
Yeah, see, that's the only thing I listen to now is true crime stuff. I want to make sure that no white people, because let's face it, serial killers are white people. You're going to get killed by a white person.
You got to be, yeah, huh? You got to be careful, dude, with like...
Make sure I don't get caught by a serial killer.
Well, not that, just that. You got to be careful with what you watch, too, though, because I was watching that show, and after a while, man, it started getting to me. I was like, man, this is some dark shit. And then your mind starts going to dark places.
You're like, I could kill this person.
You're like, I could be that fucking crazy dude.
I could do that crime better. I think that all the time. I'm like, I could do that crime better.
You're like, I wouldn't have gotten caught.
You wouldn't caught me.
This fucker.
Well, it's just as I'm driving down the road, I'm like, I throw a body there. Nobody would find it. Coyotes would have ate it. You never find it.
That's a good point. Coyotes probably would have eaten something, yeah. Right?
Like, coyotes, the hobos here would have ate it. What you got to do, pull the Cartman. You got to get the body, then cut the body up and put it in the chili and feed it to everybody.
Oh, fuck. Dude, that episode was so savage, but also hilarious. Like, when he's like, oh, your tails, they taste so good. And he's, like, licking their face. That is so savage. He's like tasting their tears because he fed him his parents, right?
Yeah, man.
It's dark. Dark as fuck.
Right.
But hilarious.
Right. This is exactly right. So your tears. I hope you don't get drafted, guys. That's all I said. Oh, yeah, the memes. It's because Trump, I guess, bombed some dude in Iraq. And then Iraq's like, hey, we're going to get you guys. And Trump's like, bring it on, motherfucker. I ain't scared, homie. and then I don't know, I guess from that everybody just started making memes, and that has been in the supply of memes. So
they popped off quickly.
And so, just so you know, if you are between the ages of 18 and what, 30, like 32,
I think it's 32, which is funny because at 32, you're still, I think in your 30s is your prime.
Yeah.
I think your 30s are your prime. But I guess if you're a shit American with shit quality food and you're hella out of shape in your 30s, it's highly unlikely you're going to get into shape for the last 10 years of your service. Right. Versus if you're like yoked all your life, you're probably prime subject at 30.
So you're all going to get drafted, guys. Sorry. Okay. Sucks for you. But remember, I was just talking about that like a while back. Population control.
Population control, dog.
Gonna have lots of access internet for everybody. Internet speed is gonna be crazy, son.
2014, what was I? That was around the time where apparently I got my Audi, man. Remember the Audi?
Damn.
Remember the Audi?
Crazy.
That's why Instagram really is great in that sense, where like you can go back to back in the daytime. Back in right before my home gym, dog.
Remember the home gym? That was an Audi. That was a pop off spot.
Remember that, dog? Remember how hot he used to get in that fish?
It was a little steamy. Wasn't no fans in there.
Yeah.
It was just that hot ass light that gave off more heat than
dude.
Needed to be.
Yeah, man. That's no joke. Those lights. I go to Home Depot and stand in that light area.
Yeah.
Fucking hot. You got to go with LEDs, man. Especially if you're going to work on a car or something.
I almost sat my mutant the other day because I was like, hey. Or just yesterday when I saw him, he was like, oh, yeah, I went to go see Star Wars. It was the best Star Wars ever. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, look at this.
I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Look at how sad this is. This is what I was eating when I was cutting weight. Look at that. Yeah.
The fuck is that? That's a girl's meal.
That's literally like a chicken breast, and it has some seasoning on it, probably very light, and a whole bunch of broccoli. Like, that's some bro shit. That's the bro shit.
Get out of here.
That's back in the day when I was cutting weight, dog. But I was yoked.
Did you also go to Starbucks and fucking ask for a kid's cup, too?
No, dog. I was trying to cut weight, man. You see some pictures from Instagram how yoked I was?
What the fuck happened, man? Fucking,
what the
just
fuck
abs
happened?
On abs and long
ass
hair.
Yeah, I was like, you want to clean some clothes, bro? I don't need a washing machine.
I thought you were going to be like, you want me to clean out that coochie for you?
Wow.
And do that.
Wow.
With his dick.
Dude, apparently back in the day, too, I made a lot of memes. I was like a meme lord. There was that one meme.
See that?
There was that one meme where it was Kim Kardashian eating salad, and she looked like she was eating too much salad, and I was like, chill, Kim, it's just a salad.
I do remember that. That's a good one.
Back in the day, dog.
I don't even...
You should go back on your Instagram to take a look and see what you're...
Dude,
like.
I used to... Well, my Instagram used to be the YouTube account.
That's right.
So I got way...
Dude, I still have that posts. Shirt, by the way.
Really?
Still have that shirt. How fucking dare you? You don't even have the shirt of your own Instagram or your own YouTube account. Which, by the way, what were your accounts at?
My what?
Your subscribers. Have you ever looked in there?
It's like 600 and something.
Nobody's ever hit you up and be like, where's some videos?
No, I get new subscribers all the time.
Really?
I'm like, what are you guys watching? You stupid?
That Double Dragon Neo was the shit, though. That Double Dragon Neo, the last episode, was the shit.
It's pretty much what we do now. We're just like, yeah, so my dick can fit in here.
Oh, look. It's a big opening bottle.
Yeah, pretty much, man. That's all it was.
But I will say, though, man, I got a lot of good memories after going through the Instagram feed before I closed it out. Like, I was looking at that video... Where we did the trip to the big dragon thing.
That was a good one.
That was fucking crazy because we got lost. And do you remember how good that Chevy Aveo was to us? Mm-hmm. Like, we drove it in the dirt. Like, we took it through some dirt. I think at some point we rubbed the oil pan on some fucking rocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that? Like, we did a lot of shit. So much so that the next time we went to Boski's, I think we rented another Chevy Aveo because we were like, this is the fucking tank. It'll be good.
Yeah. It was good.
And then a whole bunch of our videos. Remember the cricket protein bar.
That was disgusting.
And then we had the... Buffalo my favorite one. Is still the fucking Epic bars.
Yeah, the Buffalo. What the is
fucking,
it?
Yeah, it was Buffalo Epic. It was Epic bars or whatever.
Yeah.
That's still my favorite video. That shit was hilarious. Yeah, man. A lot of fucking throwbacks. And then you look at pictures of yourself and you're like, man, I have gotten older. Look at this baby face looking motherfucker. This baby face motherfucker.
He couldn't please a woman.
You're like, he wasn't ready to give good dick ready. Out. He was still giving mediocre dick. I could tell.
Yeah, we got a big-ass face on that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. A lot of food on my Instagram as well. A lot of food, a lot of workout clips.
Oh, you're an Instagram hoe like that? You're taking pictures of all your food?
Yeah. I was one butt shot away from fucking having a Patreon. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're pretty close. You live in Arizona already, so.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, check it out. For $9.99, you might get some outline going here.
Oh,
I might start wearing sweats more often. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Let me give you a little something.
Hey, man, you should start. was it fans only?
Nah, man. Dude, I deleted my Instagram for a reason. All right. I like.
Because you couldn't take dick pics. On fans only, you can take dick pics.
Take as many dicks as I want.
Yeah. Like, is this a Chipotle cup or is this my dick? You'll never know.
Remember that fucking, did you ever see, did it make it on my stories? There was that picture I had of like me holding that chocolate donut like between my legs and it looked really inappropriate.
No.
And I made like a comment about the donut, but anybody that had a somewhat pervy mind, anybody listening to this podcast right now, probably got what the fucking joke was because it looked disgusting.
It's like, I do remember that.
It looked
actually.
Like a Snickers bar where it has like the ridges in it. And shit. You're like, why is there ridges in the chocolate?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember that. Where did we go to that? Was that Dunkin' or is that
probably Dunkin'? I don't know. I just find it hilarious.
That's pretty good.
It's crazy, man. I mean, the decade went by quick. If you think about it, I mean, when I started the Instagram, that was still far from the time we graduated high school.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Still pissing in about us.
We're old as fuck.
That's right.
We're old as fuck.
That's right.
I'm a little sad, man. I'm getting old. I'm getting grays now a lot. Getting a lot of grays. Getting a lot of grays in the face. Getting a lot of grays in the chin. I got some thick ass grays in my hair. I'm about to just dye gray. I'm going to turn Geralt here in a couple weeks.
You should do that.
Geralt the Rivia, just fucking gray, dog. By the way, did I talk about that last week's episode? Yeah. Did I? It's good. Go watch it, people. Go watch it.
My sister and dad are watching it.
It's good. It's good. If you have no reference from the books, it's fine because they're actually pretty close to the books. The books are better. I know that's a fucking cliche. Everybody's going to be like, yeah, we know the books are better. You read the books. I know.
Yeah, we know you're gay. You like reading.
The books are good, dude. Like some of the stories in those first eight episodes that are in the books, all of them are in the books. But what I'm saying is like when you read them in the books, they're stretched out more. So you get to like get a better feel. And the twists at the end, you're like, oh, shit. Because all of the short stories, the first two books are short stories. So they almost have like twists at the end where you're like, oh, snap. And they're better in the books. Like in one of the episodes, which we'll talk about, not here probably, like the twist at the end, you're just like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But in the book, because there's so much teasing to it, at the end you're like, oh, shit, N-word. That was definitely not what I thought was going to happen. It's good.
Yeah,
good.
My sister and dad are watching it. I think my sister's watching it just so she can flick the bean to Superman.
He does have some scenes in there where you're like, fuck your yoke, dog. How's that fitness hoe workout going for you?
Yeah,
or is it the stack you're on, N-word? Is it the stack you're on?
Yeah, my sister even said, she was like, why do you have to work out for this? He's covered completely. He's like armored up
all the time. Yeah, for most of the time. Except like two or three scenes.
Yeah. And my dad was like, why the fuck's Superman working out for this? He there's no reason for it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, that's probably why he did his fitness whole workouts, dog.
And then, two, it's funny because I watched like 10 minutes of it with her. And then, like, he's fucking huge. Like, his fucking shoulders, like, fucking huge.
Yeah.
Even when he's like fully clothed and armored up and like everybody else was walking by him, they're like, we're going to fuck you up. I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
The scene like where he's like getting healed or something and he's like leaning on his legs, his fucking shoulders look like they're bigger than his head.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he was in a bar and the dude's like, well, you leave this bar. I'm like, dude, his fucking shoulder muscle is the size of your whole head. What the fuck are you going to do to him? Fucking jerk him off till he dehydrates?
Yeah, I also, it's weird because like in the show, he only carries one sword and when he has a secondary sword, he pulls it out of somewhere. I'm like, this is weird. Just give him his two swords. But it's a good show, dude. It's good. It's definitely different than Game of Thrones because everybody's going to make that comparison. But it's good. It's worth it. Go watch it. It's eight episodes. If you have Netflix, it's fucking free. Go watch it.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's going on with you, dog? Before we get back onto this topic and people are like, we're done with this, nerd.
Hey, man. I haven't seen my bro in a week. I had to talk about shit.
Yeah, man. You need to see that. You need to see that show, though, because you might like it. That show.
The one about murders?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I do like murders.
And it's a true story. It's like a documentary.
Yeah, that's what I watch. That's what the podcast I listen to. It's only about murders. I'm like, yeah, how'd you torture that person? Really? Interesting. Let me know. Let me get all this info about how you killed this person. In case I need to kill somebody.
Yeah, man.
Or in case I get drafted. I need to know. See, they draft me. They're going to be like, You're only 32. You look quite out of shape for a 32-year-old. I'm like,
you're like American, bro.
American.
America.
Also, this was the plan all along.
America.
Send me back
home. You're like, look, I'll go in, but I want to be the guy that flies a drone.
I'll be like, no, I'm going to go in there. And I'm like, also, I want to be a fucking sniper. I played two Sniper Elite games. I'm fucking Deadshot.
Dude, look, snipers are great because the likelihood of you getting shot is quite a bit lower. Right? You can still get shot. But it's quite a bit lower, right? But the problem that people don't understand is that snipers, you have to be super, super patient. Mm-hmm. Because you could be sitting in a place for fucking hours,
mm-hmm.
not moving, and you gotta like pee in cups or some shit or next to you or whatever. Like it's not a super glamorous thing. Yes, you're less likely to die. The best ones are the nerds. They're just sitting there playing with the fucking Xbox controller and just controlling the drone and just be like, and they're like, oh no, that was a family. And then Obama's like, oh, it never happened. Don't talk about it. That happened, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, sure did. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Everybody loves Obama. Look, all the presidents are full of shit. Everybody loves Obama. I'm not against Obama. But what I'm saying is, like, everybody loves Obama, but it's like, oh yeah, okay, but nobody talks about the fact that he blew up like a, it wasn't like a wedding, like it was like a Middle Eastern wedding.
Yeah, it was like a wedding.
And he literally, like, he didn't, I mean, Obama didn't like press the button, but somebody in the military bombed it, and it was like a wedding. They killed like two generations of family.
Yeah, that is what happened.
Drones kill a lot of fucking people inadvertently.
You can always be that guy who's like,
don't fuck with cats is what that show is, by the way. Just in case if you want to know.
Fuck with cats. That's an interesting name.
Well, because it started with the guy killing cats.
Yeah, those serial killers always put something in a bag and kill it.
Fucking weirdos, man. I don't get it.
But yeah. Me, let's see. What'd I do? I didn't do nothing this week.
Working, dog. Earning that paper. Yes, so you should be saying, I earned that goddamn paper.
That's what I did. You know, except Monday when I went home, because fuck those people. But other than that, nothing, man. Nothing.
You should be like,
I saw that Australia is on fire.
Dude, Australia is always having issues. Is this their summer or winter?
Summer? I saw that it's all on fire, and then, because, you know, I get all my news from Instagram, so, you know, who knows if it's true. I heard it's all on fire, and that 500 million animals got burnt up. And I'm like, 500 million animals? 500 million animals? You're telling me there's 500 million animals in Australia? You know how many... You know how much 500 million is? That's a fucking lot of animals, man. Like, are you counting insects? Like, that's a lot of fucking animals.
I mean, I wouldn't.
That's a fucking lot of kangaroos and wallabies, man.
Look, man, Australia's fucking huge. Like, if you look at it, watch, I'm going to look it up right now.
Right.
Australia. I can't even fucking. I'm holding a mic with one hand. I'm trying to type. I hate quietness in fucking podcasts.
Your thing is,
I'm trying to show. I'm trying to go all fucking smart with this. I'm like, Australia proportions, but
you're,
I shouldn't,
like,
be doing.
Damn, Australia, you thick.
I like that curve, though.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
If you look
you
at
can
it,
sit on my face anytime,
yeah,
Australia.
Australia. So yeah, dude, if you look at Australia, Australia is actually as big as the US, size-wise.
Wow.
It's fucking huge. So there's easily, how many you say, 500 million or some shit, animals inside the US. It is as, like, you look at Australia on the map and you're like, what is that, size of Texas? No, motherfucker's the size of the fucking US. It's huge. Look, here's Australia versus Japan. Japan's like nothing.
Japan's tiny.
Australia is like probably very close to the size of Europe if you chop it up and try to fit it in there.
That should be a game.
You just try to fit how much you can fit in one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I do that all the time with women, though.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Anyways, Australia is way bigger than you think. Oh, shit. Don't fall. Don't fall. That's a drink. See, you shouldn't be having drinks in here. Anyways, Australia is pretty big, dude.
I don't know, man. 500 million animals, this still seems like a lot.
You know what's really you all right over there? You know what's really fucking dark? Dark. I fucking was like, this is dark. Is, you ever see that video of like, there's fires in Australia and this little kangaroo, not a kangaroo, a little koala is going on across the road and it doesn't, I don't think it understands what fire is. And it like gets close to it and it's like, and it's like, it like pulls his hand back and he's like, So he's like, I'm going to get on this tree. So he gets on the tree. Like, he's getting burned as he's going up on the trees. And he's going up on the tree. He's getting burned even more. It's dark, dude. It's fucking dark. You see shit like that and you're like, wow. It had like 30 degree burns until they finally grabbed it. Like, they grabbed it and pulled it out of the fire and try to heal it up. I don't know if it survived, but
dumbass animal.
Some dark ass shit. Actually, I think koalas and pandas, not pandas. Yeah. Koalas and pandas are some of the dumbest fucking animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You koalas, just told a story about how it's so dumb.
Koalas are, no, pandas. Pandas are so fucking dumb that they don't know how to fuck, first of all.
Right.
They don't know how to fuck each other. Right. So they're not having babies. And secondly, they eat that shit that looks like bamboo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that, it might be bamboo. They eat that shit and it's so undernutritious that they're like weak. They can't like go out and fucking fuck and, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's like, pandas are so dumb, but they're so cute. But they're dumb. They're dumb.
Yeah, they're a little stupid.
They're dumb.
I'm not gonna lie to you. They're a little dumb. Oh, speaking of, Black Mystery Girl went out for New Year's.
Oh, that's right, Doc, because we're playing little video games over here.
Yeah, man.
How illustrious our life has gotten in our older years. We're like, video games, New Year's, it's on.
We're like, yeah, woo, it's 12 o'clock.
New Year's, yeah. Hey, Crash Team Racing's on. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, pretty much. She went out with her buds, her hoe friends.
Her hoe friends.
Right.
There you go.
Right, yeah. That's what I said. I was like, look, hoes, I'm going to be here at 1:15. Oh, your whole ass better be to the vehicle at 1:15. And they're like, okay.
I bet you they weren't.
They actually were.
Really? Like, wow.
You know, I wasn't playing. That's what's up.
That's surprising. Were they all drunk?
No.
Were they crazy, sloppy drunk? They're like, oh my God, I almost slept with that one guy.
No, but they were saying stories of... Just once again, how I was telling you stories of the club last week, they're telling me more stories of the club. I'm like, man, the club scene is not for me, man. It's really not my thing.
I'm not a big club scene guy. Like, it's great to go see people. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about it maybe two podcasts ago. But it'd be nice to go and watch people. But fucking go partake. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, they're saying that they're dancing up.
Like, how much did she spend on drinks?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably like $80.
It said, well, she did say she was flirting with the girl bartender, and so she got a few drinks free. So I was like, oh, hey, there you go. Gotta slut it up.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, even if you flirt and get a few drinks free, the price is still just bringing it down to normal pricing. Like, when you go to a bar and club, it's like $5 to about $8 a drink, at least. At least. So if you're having, let's say, 4 or 5 drinks, you're going to be in for a couple bills.
Damn, man.
You buy somebody a drink. You're like, hey, girl, I'll buy this one. You buy this one. Your fucking shitty friend forgets to buy one. Then you're shit in the hole for like 3 drinks. Dude. You're $30-$40 in, dog. Put a tip in there for the bartender. Boom, $40 in.
Dude, that's crazy.
I can't do it, dog. I can't do it. And then the fact that women are like super opportunistic where they're like, yeah, I'm going to flirt with that guy just so I can get free drinks. Women go out of their way to do that, where they're like, well, I'm going to flirt just so I can get free drinks. And I'm like, okay, so where about the equality? What happens if a guy because if a guy flirts with a girl for drinks, which it never happens anyway, it's not like the girl's like, oh, he's flirting with you, I'm going to buy him a drink, right?
Unless you're, what's her name? Cardi B, who's putting shit in your drinks and then raping you.
Yeah, no shit. I don't think she raped. She just literally fucking stole your shit.
I don't
shit.
Know what that alien bitch does. Alien looking hoe.
But... So let's say the roles are reversed, and let's say you're flirting with a chick and she buys you a drink, which once again would never happen. And then you're just like, peace out. Women would be fucking outraged. That chick would be on Facebook then that night being like, this asshole, I bought him a drink and he just said peace out after I bought him a drink. Can you believe that? And all these chicks would be like, oh my God, girl.
Yeah, you didn't
I can't
even nut on my
that.
Face. I messed up this makeup.
Like, I can't believe that. But then they'll go out the next weekend and do the same shit. They'll be like, oh yeah, I got like 14 drinks from this guy for free and he wanted something else. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. It's funny how the double standards really are so fucking prevalent.
Yeah. She was saying, I guess... Some dude was, they were all dancing with each other, but then, you know, dudes, of course, are like, oh, shit, we see chicks, gotta go dance up on them.
Yeah, man. So people they are creepy.
Dudes were trying to be like, yeah, let's get on this, so.
Dudes are fucking creepy, yeah, man. Guys, I tell women all the time, like, guys are always trying to push their fucking boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So if, like, you let a guy, like, if let's say you're dating a dude. And you're like, he can stay with me. And you just used to like putting money on your countertop after the day at the end of the day. And let's say that dude's like, oh, can I have $5? And you're like, yeah, sure, you can have $5. And you give him $5. A guy's logic is only going to be to continue to push that boundary. Next time it's going to be like, oh, can I have another? Or he's going to be like, oh, can I have $10?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I'm going to go buy something. Can I have, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Guys, that's the same thing with money or with fucking privileges or with access or with whatever. Guys are always trying to test the fucking boundaries. I don't know what it is about the fucking male monkey mind. Or always trying to push it. Always. And so guys are like that. Like, I've heard stories of, like, dudes coming up to chicks and just fucking rubbing their fucking dicks in their pants. Like, they're hard dicks in their pants on a chick's, like, thigh or leg or ass or whatever. And unless you nip that shit in the ass and you're like, get the fuck away from me, creepo. Like, guys will just be like, I'm going to see what else I can get away. Like, all of a sudden, he's like fucking slow grinding you in a fucking subway somewhere. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, guys are always going to push the boundaries.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. Yeah, she's saying, I guess some old dude was trying to dance with her or one of her friends. And
there's always one creepy old dude.
Yeah,
at the
one
club.
Creepy old
always
guy.
Always one.
And then I guess they were like, get the fuck back, creepy old guy.
Oh, she said something?
Yeah.
Good.
And he was like, okay, I'll get the fuck back. And then I guess he didn't. And then she's like, you better get the fuck back or I'm going to shoot you or something like that. Because, you know, the Chicago came out of her. And
I'm going to bust a cap in your ass.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess, but that old dude, turns out he was there with like his wife or something.
Wow, even worse.
And so I guess they told the wife and she was like, yeah, okay, I'll take care of it. I was like, damn, that shit's crazy.
That's once again, dude, always trying to push the boundaries. I mean, look at that guy. That guy was over here like trying to fucking get something, and he's there with his wife. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, man. Shit crazy.
Yeah, the club is fun to watch people, but anything more is just like, no, thanks.
Yeah, man.
No, thanks, bro.
It's club life, not for me. Just not for me. Sorry, guys. But while I was waiting for him, I did see there's some people out there, I don't know, fucking around or waiting for their Uber. And the dude was really drunk. He was like with a few girls. And I guess the dude was like, I couldn't hear what they're saying, but I was like, maybe I could kind of put the words in his mouth because there's like a tree branch kind of high above him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, I think I know what he's saying. And so it appeared to be that he said, hey, I bet you I can hit that tree branch or touch that tree branch. And this dude was fucking drunk. I could already tell. So he jumped up, and this is a short dude. He jumped up, hit the tree branch, but then he just fell on his ass.
Oh, he was drunk.
And he was laughed. That's fucking awesome.
$12, dog.
And that was fucking awesome because he just busted all his shit.
Yeah, man.
I was like, God, I hope you people aren't driving.
It's crazy how you can do some dumb shit when you're drunk.
Yeah, man. It's
like you get some dumb things that pop in your head. You're like, yeah, I bet you I can jump these two buildings. Like, what? Why? Why would you think that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't think about that when you're sober.
I mean, yeah. Look, I'm trying to get that right now.
No, Speed Racer. Why are you so into Speed Racer?
Dude, the Speed Racer movie was fucking awesome.
I've never seen it.
The Speed Racer movie?
I've never seen it.
That's my shit. With Emil Hirsch? That's my shit. But yeah, man, that was some good stories. And they were just having a good time over there. Shit ton of people over there. That was interesting.
I mean, and the thing too is like, she probably got in for free.
No, they had to buy tickets. Cause they closed
on really?
That whole like area. The whole area was like a party spot. Like you needed tickets to get into the area.
Well, I mean, like normally, right? If we're talking about normal on a normal day, not New Year's.
Oh yeah.
Like she would have gotten in for free.
Mm-hmm.
If you were with her, you would have had to pay cover charge.
Yeah.
I always hated that shit about fucking club. Like, oh, I'm like, oh yeah, she gets in for free, but I have to pay. Like, What the fuck, yo? Equality, motherfucker. 2019/2020
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In 2020, man, we're bringing back equality. If hoes ain't got to pay cover, I ain't got to pay cover.
They'd be like, you ain't coming in then. You're like, damn.
That's fine.
You're like, I'll see you after New Year, baby. Come back out.
Like, hopefully nobody rubs their their hard dick on your leg.
Dude, it happens, man. It happens. It happens probably more than you think. Dude, I had fucking... forget it. We won't go there.
You're like, I had this one bitch just throw her ass on me in the club. Man, like,
just pop, pop. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways.
What? I don't want that. I'm just here to have a good time. Listen to some Dave Matthews Band. But yeah, man. So there's that. There's that. But got home safely. Nobody shot us. Nobody did 23 fireworks in a row.
Dude, I fucking hate New Year's because of the fireworks. I fucking hate the fireworks. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, why is it legal to have fireworks?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, somebody was saying this to me the other day, and I can't remember what the other thing was. It's like, you can buy fireworks. Is there a legal age to buy fireworks?
I think you gotta be 21, don't you?
Do you? I can't remember what the logic is. I need coffee. I need Cobra.
I was telling you, it's crazy that you can buy fireworks and like they'll blow your hand up. They'll blow you up and they'll kill somebody.
Yeah, fireworks are pretty fucking deadly. And now you're able to get like crazier shit.
Yeah, like they'll like legit ones like they do at like, you know, legit times at like Disney World and shit, like actual fireworks.
Yeah, they're pretty strong nowadays. I don't understand why. Why you could just get them. Because I'd be curious. You know what? I'm going to go ask an ER doctor or something. I'm curious of how many cases they get like on 4th of July, New Year's, of just people blowing up their hands or shrapnel going into their faces or, you know, just third degree burns on their hands. You know what I mean? Like, it has to happen all the time.
It probably happens a good portion of the time, man. I can't see that it wouldn't.
Have you seen that meme where it's 4th of July and it's like this black family? And this guy's in a wheelchair, and they put some fireworks on the ground, and the guy in the wheelchair was supposed to light them up. And then he goes to light them up, and he gets confused on how to get out of it because he's so excited. But he has one of those motorized wheelchairs, and then they start going off, and the guy holding the camera is, oh, Jerry, get out of there, Jerry. Get out of there, Jerry. And the guy's all nervous and shit, and he's like going back and forth in the wheelchair because he's all nervous. He's like, oh, no, Jerry, Jerry, get out of there, Jerry.
Oh fuck!
It is funny, man, because that guy is so like, I mean, for lack of a better word, he's like got that black vibe, and he's just funny, like Kevin Hart funny, where you're just like, he's got like a something to him. I can't put my finger on it, but it's funny. But I'm sure that happens all the time. I'm gonna ask an ER doc. I'm like, yo, how often do you get people who you know what I'm gonna ask the ER doc? What kind of weird things they find on 4th of July? They probably get some weird shit on 4th of July too.
Like what?
I don't know, man. People are just doing some crazy shit because they're trying to ring in the new year with some craziness. You always get those dark stories that I don't know if they're just not fairy tales. That's a wrong word. I don't know if they're just a myth where you hear the stories of like people shoving a fucking light bulb up their ass and it breaks. Like just dark shit like that where you're like...
Oh, like that one time that one girl on the bus told me that one story.
What story?
She's like, yeah, I don't know why. So before we...
Is it Kelly?
No, she didn't tell me no weird story like that. Told me kinky stories, but nothing like that.
You're like, she didn't shove anything up anything, as far as I know.
No, that's not true. that one girl, I want to say her name was Jennifer.
Oh, who's her name, Jennifer?
Yeah, I say, oh, Trailer Trash shows her name, Jennifer. So, who knows? But, no, she's on the bus, and I don't know, because, you know, we used to take the bus.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, I don't know why she started telling me the story. She's like, yeah, so my cousin, I think her cousin, she's like, my cousin told me the story that he was fingering his girlfriend, and...
Had some hot sauce on her fingers.
No, and she liked it or whatever, but then she was like, oh, I want something else up there. And
he's like, gummy worms.
That would have been interesting. Interesting flavor would have soaked up, probably.
Dude, we talked about this on a podcast years ago. Remember the whole yeast infection thing?
Yeah. Can't do that.
Nope.
Oh, I got another story to tell you right now. It's about candles, though. So she's like, but, you know, they can't have sex because they're, like, in the house or something, and the parents are in the next room. So they do the next best thing. They find some hot dogs. And so she's putting a hot dog. He's, like, doing her with a hot dog.
Oh, man.
And then the hot dog breaks. Because, you know, it's an uncooked hot dog.
Well, no. Hot dogs are cooked.
Well, not, but it's like.
But yeah, super. Yeah, they're just fucking.
It's like in the package.
Yeah, it's gross.
So it's not like a fully cooked hot dog.
Think about that. That's like pig innards. Like, it's not.
And so he's trying to get it out, but he can't reach it because I guess it's too far up there.
Jesus.
And so now. And so now, you know, he's worried. She's worried because she can't get it either. And, so they finally have to call, like, the paramedics to come get
out. My God.
And so.
Oh, no.
And so the paramedics come and, well, the paramedic has to try to get it out now, too. And so.
Was it a paramedic guy?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
And so I don't. It's so long. I don't remember what, but I guess. He has a tough time getting out too, but he finally does.
God.
He finally does, and I guess what he finally says is like, "Wow," he goes, "That's some really tight pussy up there," or something along the lines of that. And I was like, "Wow, thank you for telling me that story,
dude. That's crazy."
And apparently, that's a true story. That's what she told me.
I'm curious as to how big of a chunk went in there.
Yeah.
Because if it's a big piece, then you're like, all right, man, the vaginal canal isn't that, like, what is it, 7 inches, 8 inches?
Yeah, 7
probably,
inches.
No, it's probably more than that, right?
You're like, when I'm in there.
I was going to say, it's got to be more than that because I've seen some videos where I'm like, how are you doing this?
The dragon one?
How is that fitting in there?
I saw something like that lamppost.
I was like, Jesus.
Yo, stop, it hurts. It hurts me.
As I'm having empathy for the chick, I'm like, no more. Leave an inch out. No.
Yeah, man. So, but that's the story.
Don't make her go to the doctor.
But yeah. So, geez. There you go. Don't stick unboiled hot dogs up your coochie.
Dude, even if you boil them.
Don't stick hot dogs.
Yeah, man. Even if you boil them, that's not gonna be good, man.
I mean, once you get to the back pages of Pornhub, you know, after page 10, I've seen what, cucumber, eggplant.
Dude, eggplants are big.
Dude, eggplant's fucking huge, man.
Yeah, man. First of all, who saw that nasty ass plant? They're like, we should eat this. Fucking eggplants don't taste good at all on nothing. Have you ever had good tasting eggplant?
No,
I haven't.
Eggplant tastes like, I'm trying to think what it tastes like. It tastes like wet towel.
Eggplant just tastes like a dirty version, or not a dirty, eggplant tastes like a dead version of another vegetable.
Yeah, it tastes like.
It's like dead,
you know,
fucking broccoli.
You know when you get out of the shower and you get a towel and you dry yourself off, then you leave that towel there because you know you're running late, and then you come home from work and then you're like, oh man, I forgot this towel that I used to dry myself off with. So you pick up that wet towel that's been there for like 8 hours, 9 hours, and you're like, damn, it's so wet and it smells. That's what eggplant tastes like. Just like that. All the time. No matter what you do with it. Like, it just, you're just like, yeah, I guess this is a flavor
eggplant's
now.
That's gross.
I guess. I guess this could be a flavor I'm eating.
But yeah, you said you had something else to tell me?
I keep telling Black Mystery Girl I got a. And I keep telling people at work, too, that my thing is going to be, I'm going to start a new candle line. You know, like Yankee candles?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that, except I'm going to have, like, different smells that, like, Yankee candle don't got.
What are you going to go with? What's going to be your signature series?
Coochie and the Gummy Bear, you know?
Coochie and the Gummy Bear?
Right.
So it has a smell of coochie or gummy bear or, like, a mixture? What is that?
Yeah, exactly. You got both of them.
Coochie and the Gummy Bear. Interesting. I'm curious about the smell now. I'm curious.
Exactly. See?
You should have some cool shit. Like, I want a request a WD-40 candle.
There you go.
See, I love the smell of WD-40. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's weird. Funny. I like it. I'm like, yeah, WD-40. Let me just spray WD-40 on everything.
Oh, shit. You're just spraying. You know how people have that Febreze? You're just spraying WD-40.
It's like, why is everything so oily in here? It's my new scent. I like it.
You're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, I love that new cologne you got. What is it? WD-40.
WD-40. Yeah. Some manly shit. When a dude wears WD-40, you know it's some manly shit. You're not dealing with these snowflake motherfuckers who are talking about their hair not being right.
He's ready to grease that pussy up.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. That's going to be the fucking line on the side of that fucking candle. For the man that's ready to grease that pussy up. Yeah, man. I got the candle for you ready and everything. Look at that.
Told you. I got perfect ass
candle. Dude, that'd be awesome. If it was easy to make a candle, dude, we should legit make...
I seriously want to look into it because I got a bunch of ideas. Like, what's the other one
I have? We should legit make like at least one or two just gag gift candles where we're like, well, I will literally spend time designing a label and printing a label if we can make a candle. Few.
I got some manly ass candles. Like, oh, what was that?
Ready to lube that pussy up. Wow. Wow. Aggressive.
Hey, man. People like aggressive. What was the
That's
other
a very true point.
The other one was something else. It was like, it was something random. Fuck, I forget it. I got to write it down. Let's see if I have it written down. But yeah, it's like stuff that's, you know, kind of far off, but not too far off. Like people be like, wow, like that's crazy.
Yeah, you need some manly smells too.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, whenever you go to, what's that one candle place? What is that called? Not Bath, Bath and Beyond, but what was the other one? Bath and Body Works.
Oh, Bath and Body Works.
When you go there, there's always those manlier smelling ones are always the dark candles. It's like wood chips. Or like sawdust, not sawdust. It's like, you know, it's weird names. I'm like, no, it doesn't need to be this elaborate. Just give me a manly fucking candle.
Yeah, man. Like, I want one that's called Rocks.
You're like, Rocks from Geodude.
Yeah, man. See, you got like some rocks. Like, you just ever pick up some rocks, you're like, that's a good smell.
You're like, pine trees.
Nah, that's already one. You need something. You need something a little better. Like, see.
Like space. I was listening to some astronaut the other day. He said that space smells like something. What did he say it smells like? Like burnt steak or some shit?
Like that's gonna be a candle too. Oh shit. Oh,
see, when astronauts return from space, from spacewalks and remove their helmets, they're welcomed back with a particular smell, an odor that is distinct and weird. Something astronauts have described it is like seared steak, also hot metal, also welding fumes. Space Jones elaborated, smells a little like gunpowder.
Yeah, because they're out there with all the cosmic rays and shit. You guys just got cooked. The fuck are you talking about? Some smart guys you are.
I was watching a lot of those videos on one of the YouTube channels.
NASA scientists supposed to be smart and shit. They're like, we don't know why you guys are full of radiation. I don't know. Yeah, well, you guys just got cooked, bro. But yeah, man. Like, I'm going to have one that's called Toaster Strudel. Yeah, see?
Toaster Strudel. That for term is forever ruined for me now. It's like, I can't ever eat a Toaster Strudel anymore. Anymore.
Come on. Anymore. It's good. Let's see, what else? Yeah, empty room.
What the fuck does empty room smell like?
It smells like an empty room, son.
Wow.
Watch, just go, next time you're in an empty room, you'd be like, oh, okay.
You should make one specifically for the freaks out there that, like, it's been a while since they've had some. You just call one Stank.
Oh, yeah, that was one of them.
I like how that was a thing in your back of your mind.
No, yeah. See, I had all of them, but I got to write them down again. Yeah, one's going to be Stank. And I always remember it from that Family Guy.
Yeah, where dude,
that was
funny.
He's like, hey, roll up the window. You're letting the stank out.
Yeah, because Cletus? No.
Cleveland.
Cleveland was hooking up with Peter's, not Peter. What's the dog's name?
Brian?
Brian's girl. That's right. He's like, don't let the stank out. Dirty dog. Dirty.
Yeah, man. So that's my candle lineup. It's just going to be great. I guess you can have one called Dirty Panties if you want.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, man, my candles are going to be legit, man. It's going to be crazy.
And then you could partner up with Instagram hoes and just be like, oh, this is candle, blankety blanks candle. And then people would just be like, oh, what does that mean? Is that what she smells like? And then you're going to sell a whole bunch of shit, dog.
Yeah, like...
Pervs. Pervs are going to be like, yeah, is that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, I'm like, this one's called Cosplay Ho. It smells like fabric. It smells like when you walk into Michael's.
Oh, you'd be like, you're like Christmas time and you just have, you know, those fucking Christmas time, every time you go to a store, they have those cinnamon acorn things. And mm-hmm. you're just like, I literally just have a headache because after these fucking acorns, mm-hmm. just make a candle that's like that.
Yeah, man.
It's acorn.
Yeah.
Christmas acorn.
See, like dirty bed sheets.
Wow. Wow.
What, you don't like dirty bed sheets?
I mean...
Okay, all right. How about not dirty bed sheets? That wet spot in the bed sheets.
Wow. Some of these might sell very well. Some of these might not.
Come on, everybody loves that wet spot in the bed sheets.
Everybody loves it. You love what's laying on that afterwards.
I love it.
You're like, I just like, roll around on it. Like after a dog that just took a bath.
Yeah, I'm like, just like, ah.
Gotta get my smell back.
Yeah, I want them hoes to know.
You're like, taken, bitches. This is somebody else's smell.
That's right. This is me.
That's right.
All me.
That's funny, dog. Yeah, man. I think we're at our hour, dog.
Yeah, man.
That was kind of quick. Today's a slightly shorter one. I'm not going to nitpick the fucking time, but we're there.
No, we...
I don't know what we're going to do this podcast about or the thumbnail about.
The war. Candles. It's just bullshitting today. We're not kind of loose today. We didn't have too much.
Yeah, it's pretty easy going.
Yeah.
I need coffee. I need
where you're apparently caffeine addiction, yeah, which
I need coffee.
Next time you come to my house, you're gonna be like,
I'm gonna be like, yo, dog, where's the coffee at? Is there coffee?
I'm like, somewhere? Hey, I'm sorry, John, but a few of us got together. It's an intervention.
We decided not to let you anywhere near anything.
We think
you have a problem.
So we want
to have a problem. I just like the taste of it.
If you want to sit down, I'm going to start. So when you don't have coffee, you make me sad.
Oh my God, that's dark.
I don't know what the fuck.
What are you talking about? Fuck you.
I already told you. I don't even like you. I just need you here to do this fucking show and fucking leave.
And while you're at it, make me some fucking coffee.
Fuck.
Shit. Oh, jeez. I should put myself as like that, see, I need coffee because things aren't coming to me.
That's
fucking Dave Chappelle's crackhead
character. Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name is. Anyways.
Is it itchy and scratchy?
No, fucking, anyways, I can't remember. That's it, ladies and gents. We'll be back next week for another fun-filled episode. Why did the light just come up on this fucking device? That's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Pieces. Deuces.